Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we read Numbers 8, verses 5 to 26, about the great lengths to which the Levites went to be clean, we hear these words about God's servants today. Quote, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Ephesians 5, verses 25 to 27. Look at that cascade of words. Sanctify, cleanse, washing of water, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but holy and without blemish. Obviously, the Lord wants us clean. Now let's see what the Levites did. First, they were washed. Quote, Thus you shall do to them to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purification on them. Numbers 8:7. Do believers have this happen to them to enter God's presence? Yes, but with a difference. Quote, Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Hebrews 10, verse 22. By the sprinkling of the blood of the Lamb on our consciences and the washing of water by the Word, we are not superficially cleansed, but completely. It was also stated, quote, Let them wash their clothes and so make themselves clean. Numbers 8:7. Have you ever heard that clothes were sometimes called habits? Well, that's just what the New Testament uses the symbol of clothing to stand for, our way of life. We don't just wash our clothes, we get a whole new wardrobe. Quote, Put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4, verses 22 to 24.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.